Okay, folks, we're here. This is Siege of the Day.
We're here breathlessly, but we're here.
But you know what? We got on, James, at 12 o'clock. So it's 12:01 now, but we got on. So we're here. And, this technology, and James is finding out about this as we go along, but this technology is really, it's a bitch.
Because, I was thinking that, bro. I wasn't going to say it, but
right. It is. It's, who knows why it does the things it does, but we were able to do it, and we almost were not going to go live, but we're here. Let me first thing check, make sure we are. Yes, and of course it says I am live. And for some reason, that Siege the Day, which I set up to let folks know the upcoming shows, is still showing. I don't know if that has anything to do with the problems that we're having technically, but it looks like there's people waiting in that one. And the one that says coming soon, but they should probably just come here. I'm going to just see if I could get rid of that, and just delete it. I don't know. I'm still figuring out this stuff anyway. Okay. No, it's actually not in there. So there you go. Who knows? But at any rate, it is January 14, 2025, and happens to be my dad's birthday. So happy birthday, Dad. Don't know exactly how old he is, but he's up there. He's in his, I think, in his mid to late 80s. And this is Siege of the Day, number 18. So there you go. James, how are you today, my friend?
Doing well.
All right.
Ducking them and throwing them at the same time.
Got to. That's our destiny, right? For some reason. Let's see here. We don't have anyone in the chat yet. So there's no messages to read there. Let us go to... first, I mentioned this to you before the show. We have a mutual friend out in Los Angeles, and he recently moved out there. And I texted him to ask if he was okay. And he's just James, you know him better than I do, of course. But he's just a great guy and smart guy and
has something to do with our ability to be on the air right now.
Exactly. And so I asked him if he was okay out there. This was right before our last show on Thursday. And he said... and he's very well spoken and very well written. He said, "You can't even parody this." I admittedly was transfixed by this debacle spectacle and spent most of the day watching news feeds of it. The press conference they had with Bass, that's the mayor of Los Angeles, who was in Ghana when... when these fires broke out, was some sort of parody out of the Turner Diaries, where one Latina bureaucrat that can barely speak English precedes the tranny fire chief. It's admittedly one of the weirder things I've lived through. My area is not directly affected, but I'm about 5 miles downwind from Altadena, a lovely little area, by the way, that, per my understanding, has been totally burned to a crisp. As far as Hollywood goes, I'm hoping the Hollywood Hills get it bad tonight. There's probably less salvageable people per capita there than there would be, than there would even be than sociology professors at private universities. The whole thing is definitely a spectacle and fueling my apocalyptic ruminations. I pulled up an old Bertrand Comperé sermon, Judgment by Fire, tonight to help me put it in context. Seriously, there is just a generally satanic, dark sort of spiritual energy that runs through Los Angeles. Some years ago, I read Michael Hoffman's Secret Societies and Psychological Warfare, and he talks about how LA was conceived as some sort of Freemasonic spiritual architecture representing the literal, terminal, physical, as well as spiritual dead end of Western civilization. Spend a little time here, and that might not seem as outlandish as it sounds at first glance. Some years ago, I remember Elisha Strom, remember her, do a mini travelogue about LA, and she stated that a huge percentage of the firemen here are homosexuals.
Good Christ.
Like it's just some gay thing? I'm actually old enough to wear...
That's what you call a flaming fan.
Right, exactly. Good one. I'm actually old enough to wear a tranny meant to the transmission in a car.
Right.
Anyway, I live out in the eastern suburbs where things are a lot more sane, but Hollywood is the absolute belly of the beast. I consider it absolutely public enemy number one as far as a corrupter and generally dark influence. Maybe literally destroying part of it will hasten its demise. It's not the powerhouse it used to be. I'm just hoping the fire makes it all the way to the hidden hills. And he sent some links there, and I said, great stuff, and I'm glad you're okay. And he said, he continued, I'm just kind of recovering from the nutty, apocalyptic vibe here of the last week. Well, I always said I wanted a ringside seat for the apocalypse, and thus far, L.A. is delivering the goods. The government here, oh man, you can't even parody it. But I'll table more analysis for now. 2025 has been a whopper of a year for me already, and we are barely a week in. And he left some voice messages, but I don't have any way to play them. But I thought you might want to hear that.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, and yeah. I got a message from another one of my colleagues out in Los Angeles, and I asked him, how close are you to it? He said, I'm like an hour away, but the scope of this thing is unimaginable until you see it. Miles of houses gone. And I said, thank goodness that he's not close to it. I said, I love to see celebrities suffering. He said, Hollywood Jews are realizing they aren't as high up on the food chain as they thought. Hollywood is falling apart. Best productions aren't even being made there now. Huge changes happening inside the business now. I said, love it. He said, yes, the era of Pax Judaica is coming to a close. And that reminds me of something, and we might as well just go right into this. And I thought I dug this up, but I didn't. But I think that you would appreciate this, James. Let me find the thing. Like I said, I thought I brought it up. but I didn't. But just give me a moment, and because this can go right into the, you know, the collapse of the Jews media, which of course is happening.
You search it out.
Yes.
A year ago and 2 years ago on our website, while it was still up, I would do my New Year's greeting. And on both occasions, I included that in the future, which is where we're at now, God will be throwing the heavy blows. And damned if he ain't.
A lot of folks think that. Absolutely. I did find it. And let me bring it up here real quick. First, before I do that, we'll go to the chat. Yes, all right. Lori says hi. Elizabeth says hi. A shameless wise ass. Good day, gents. Glad to be here. Okay. Elizabeth says, Mr. Mason is a blessing for FTJ, a real warrior, exclamation mark. Absolutely.
But did she get her package?
Well, today's what? Today's Tuesday. You were thinking maybe, Saturday, right?
Yeah, or even Monday.
Right. Let's find out. I think if she did, she probably would have mentioned it. But
I'm sure.
Yeah, she'll write it in there, I'm sure.
Okay.
Walter Mauser, an hour away could be 5 miles in Los Angeles, right? That's true. Burn before reading O/. Okay, let's just see if that other coming soon is gone. Hopefully it is. I don't know how to get rid of this stuff. Yeah, it's gone. Good. Okay. So we got everybody in here. That's cool. And we're going to bring this up. Go away, please. Thank you. Okay. Let's go right here. And we'll go to this story, which ties into what my colleague Dave said there out in L.A. I'm going to make this a little bigger. Now, this isn't the original. This isn't the source article. And I don't know. I mean, I can't vouch for the veracity of the source. However, it seems like it could be something that's true. Washington compost reportedly sheds nearly 90% of digital readership in only 4 years. And that's the piece of shit Jeff Bezos. You know him, James, right? From Amazon.
Yeah, he's a good personal friend of mine.
Yeah, right. Yes, absolutely. I know that. Yes. And this just came out yesterday. And it says the Washington Post's web traffic has taken a nosedive since 2021, with its digital readership declining by nearly 90%. The outlet owned by billionaire Bezos had around 22 million daily active users in January 2021. And of course, that's when that piece of shit Biden assumed the presidency. According to Semaphore, as of the middle of 2024, however, that number had fallen to just 3 million. So from 22 million to 3 million. Now, let's just read this because this is a short piece, and then we're going to go to the source. The corporate media outlet has also seen an immense drop off in revenue, which decreased from 190 million in 2023 to 174 million in 24. On Tuesday, the Post began laying off approximately 4% of its workforce in a bid to improve its financial health, with the outlet's publisher revealing in May it had lost $77 million in the last year. The newspaper lost over 200,000 subscribers in October alone after deciding not to endorse a presidential candidate because they wanted the Post, which is hopelessly liberal and controlled by kikes, to endorse Harris. And they decided not to. Bezos reportedly quashed the Harris endorsement. A slew of Post staffers who supported Harris resigned following the decision, including editor-at-large Robert Kagan, Kike, and journalist David E. Hoffman, most likely a Kike, and Molly Roberts, probably a Kike too. And there's a tweet that somebody put breaking news, failing newspaper, Washington Post to lay off 4% of its workforce as the far left paper attempts to curb its yearly multi-million dollar losses. Have you heard this saying before, James?
The only part I don't know about that go woke. I hadn't heard that. The only part of this I had heard was back when the Washington Post or Bezos himself declined to back anybody for president. And it just means that he was trying to hedge his bets because Trump was looking pretty strong. And he just didn't want to paint himself into a corner, you know. But apparently that maneuver didn't help him any.
Well, they don't get these newspapers to make money, obviously. They get them to program the masses.
Right, right.
So go woke, go broke. You've heard of the term woke, right?
No, I have, but I don't know what it means.
Yeah, so it's a term that's used disparagingly for these jackasses who adopt these sick, philosophies and practices like transgenderism, or that a man can use a woman's bathroom, or that's a woke, somebody who's woke. Okay. So yeah. It's a negative term.
Yeah. Well, we used to call them sick sons of bitches.
That's exactly what it is. That's right. That's exactly what it is. And the go woke, go broke means that these companies are beginning to find out that when they do put forth woke policies or a woke agenda, that they're losing business. So that's what that means. Go woke, go broke. So that's why over the past couple of weeks, we did a segment on how these companies are reversing their DEI stuff and transgender shit. And of course, after this article, I want to get into another one, which I briefly mentioned on the Duke Show right at the end. So let's continue. Sally Busby, the Post's top editor, stepped down in June after 3 years in the role. The Post did not provide a reason for her departure or include a statement from her, but her exit reportedly followed her objecting to Lewis's plan for a reorganization. A wave of high-profile reporters also left the Post following the November presidential election, including, and they name, who cares about who they are? Another Jew, Jen Rubin. This is a real piece of shit. No surprise. She left the outlet to start a new media publication with Biden's ethics czar, Norm Eisen.
Yeah.
Another fucking Jew. Bezos has a net worth of over $230 billion, according to Forbes, and purchased the Post from the Graham family for $250 million in 2013. The Amazon founder was one of a slew of tech moguls to congratulate Trump following his November victory, joining Zuckerberg, Apple CEO Tim Cook, who's gay, and Google and Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai. Bezos also reportedly donated $1 million to Trump's inaugural fund in December. Okay, so let's go to this semaphore, okay? Can you see that up there, James? Did it pop up?
I've got the article itself in front of me, and it starts out with the Washington Post's web traffic. That's what I've got.
Okay, let me see here. If I could. Yeah, I got to switch it. Okay. Let me switch it there. And there she blows. So that should be it, and I'm going to make
it big. Now we've got it. Now we have it.
All right, good. All right. So this is the source. I think these are kikes. But Semaphore, the Washington Post. So this is where that other, the Daily, I think it was a Daily Caller. Yeah. Got the article from Max Tanney. That's probably a Jew. Washington Post traffic tanks. Washington Post subscribers quit the paper en masse following Bezos' decision to withhold its endorsement for Harris. But the Post's audience problems extend beyond angry former subscribers. Over the last few 4 years, web traffic has cratered. According to internal data shared with Semaphore in recent weeks, and there's a reason why I don't know if this is to be trusted, the Post's regular daily traffic, and we already went over those numbers. Okay, no, I don't want to sign up. Last year, Washington City Paper noted that the Post had stopped publicly disclosing its traffic numbers in press releases after a 60% decline in monthly traffic. On Friday, the Wall Street Journal reported that the Post's revenue fell from $190 million in 23 to 100. We read that already. So, Semaphore is, I think, controlled by the Jews, but I could be wrong. Okay, let's check it out real quick, because this is the issue with, you know, all of this shit, right? I mean, who knows what is true and what's not true, right? We have to take it all with a grain of salt, all right? And is that up, James?
I have some Semaphore information in front of me.
Is it full screen?
Yeah.
Okay. Semaphore website, news website founded by Ben Smith, a former editor-in-chief of BuzzFeed and a media columnist at the New York Times, and Justin B. Smith, I don't think they're related, but I could be wrong, former CEO of Bloomberg Media Group. Vox has described Semaphore as a collection of newsletters plus a website aimed at an upscale audience that understands topics like Washington politics and Silicon Valley tech, but wants more. Website is free to access and supported by advertisements, though Semaphore's co-founders have described plans to convert to a paid subscription model. The organization is based in New York City. So it was just launched in 2022, in October. So at any rate, for what it's worth, there you go. That's the story. So what that means is, as we know, the media is collapsing. And it is called a beautiful thing. And we need that media to totally collapse, because it shouldn't exist, because it's bad news. James, any comments on that story before we continue?
Well, it's just I would like to believe that this indicates that not everybody out there is as screwed up as they'd have us believe, that things aren't entirely hopeless, as they would like us to believe, so that we would quit, because that's the message I've been getting from them over the past several years. Hey, this guy, and this guy have all sold out, recanted, disavowed, you know, so why don't you do likewise? Oh, that's what they want. Oh, my God, that's what they want. And I said, well, I think these others didn't have a true grasp on what this movement's really all about. So whatever they may have disavowed was a falsehood going in. But you don't need to expect that from me, because I'm latched on to what's real.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, let's go to the chat before we get to the next applicable news story. Elizabeth says, not yet. She hasn't gotten the letter. I'm a little under the weather, but I know I will love it. Okay.
You will, Elizabeth. It's a big manila envelope.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Flood. Flood's in the house. He says, I can tell Dave watches the Flood show by his just suppressed hostility. Walter Mauser, Smith has a Jew mom and a Christian dad. Thank you, Walter Mauser.
Well, that makes him a Jew.
Yep, he's a Jew. Hello, Dave. Bigot. Hello, Bigot. Okay. Yes, I do watch Flood. Okay. All right. And let's see what we got here.
You know, last time we were talking about the three sons of Noah, I was stumbling with Japheth. Somebody kindly chimed in and straightened us out on that. Yeah, well, good for them. And,
yes.
But anyway, so we were sitting here pondering, well, gee, what line, which one of these do Jews descend from? Well, in previous shows, we'd been talking about the Neanderthal input, which is pretty well established by science, which would mean they don't descend from any of those three. They're older. They're older. They're satanic. They were here. They were here on this earth before Noah or any of that. And if you really want to examine it, pick it apart, they're not even human beings in the sense that we know human beings.
I don't think they are. Yeah, I think that's why they're able to do what they do. Yeah,
that's why they're able to do what they're able to do. But it's all spoken of in the Bible.
Yes,
all spoken of. I wanted to clear that up because it occurred to me after we went off air. Well, they didn't come from any of those three. They're older,
yes,
more primitive, which is why more primitive, more deep seated, which is why a small amount of that blood goes a hell of a long way.
Yes. Yes. If it even is blood. Burn before reading. You know they are going to try to burn things down as they lose control of narratives. 100%. 100%. Bigot. James is a treasure. / Project Esther equals terminal Jew desperation overreach. 100%. Of course, they have to because they have lost control of the narrative. Now, let's go to the next story, which talks about this woke stuff. So these Jews here, you're going to see two nasty Jews. All right. And let me maximize that. And these two ugly, nasty Jews. There used to be a nice website called Ugly Jew. I don't know if it still exists anymore. But leaked Meta rules. Users are free to post Mexican immigrants are trash or trans people are immoral. Under Meta's relaxed hate speech rules, users can now post, I'm a proud racist, or black people are more violent than whites. Now, James, let me just tell you.
There's a rule here that they're apparently ignorant of. When you begin to compromise this way, you're through.
You mean these Jews?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody. If you start to compromise your basics, you're through.
Yes. Well, let me bring you up to speed with this Meta. You probably are not aware of that, right?
Yes, most likely.
Yeah. So you have heard of Facebook?
Yes.
That's the same thing.
Okay.
They just changed the name. So this is really Facebook. So I don't think you've never been on that website.
No, I never have. No.
Well, anyway, that's what they call social media, right? And so it's just a way to like post comments or communicate with somebody privately. And you could do it by typing like you and I do in Skype, or you can do it on the camera like you and I do in Skype, or like through this thing right here. So anyway, these are the two kikes that run Meta, Facebook. And the kike on the left, you've probably seen that piece of shit before in some congressional hearings. That's this Mark
Zuckerberg, right. Exactly. Yeah.
So he's the CEO of Meta. And this kike is the VP of Global Public Policy, Joel Kaplan. And they, of course, had a meeting with a Republican senator of Texas, and that date was in 2019. Kikes can, as you know, kikes can get to see whoever they want, whenever they want, because they own these politicians. Us as regular Americans, it would be very difficult for us to be able to obviously have an appointment to meet even our own congressional representatives. So these Neanderthals, lizards, whatever you want to, just look at them. Just look at their faces. Is it coming through pretty clear? Should I enlarge it?
Oh, no, you got it.
Okay.
Yeah, coming through real well.
Yeah. You look at those things.
Yeah.
Those things are from another planet, maybe another solar system. Obviously, they're not from here. And as we said, that's why they're able to do the things they do. So they're always thinking of how to fuck us, how to advance themselves. And that's exactly what you see in their face. What happened here was that, and I had a Facebook account, and I only opened one up years ago, maybe 10 years ago, to get somebody for an interview. I was trying to get the band member of Pink Floyd, the guy who actually talks about the kikes, Roger Waters, I think his name is. And so I used that. I almost got him too, through another person, but it didn't work, whatever. And then I rarely used the thing because I had no reason to use it, and I was revolted by it. But I would use it occasionally to personal message people who were on it. And one day, they just disabled my Facebook account. And I, like I said, I rarely use the thing. Same with my PayPal. They actually canceled my personal PayPal account after they canceled my business PayPal accounts. And they did it because of me. There was no reason given and no way to get it back. But what would happen was that folks who went on this Facebook, which is now called Meta, which I call Jewbook, but I think Facebook still has its name as that part of Meta. People who would go on there, if they made comments that were anti-woke, they would be put in what's called Facebook jail. They would like get a timeout. You know, you're suspended for a day or a week or a month. We'll let you cool off because you said something that offends freaks. So what's happening here is they've been doing this forever. What's happening here is these nasty aliens now are completely doing a 180 and changing their policies for, like you said. Here, let's read it. Meta is now granting its users new freedom to post a wide array of derogatory remarks about races, nationalities, ethnic groups, sexual orientations, and gender identities, training materials obtained by The Intercept reveal. Examples of newly permissible speech on Facebook and Instagram. That's another thing that they have. Highlighted in the training materials include, immigrants are grubby, filthy pieces of shit. Gays are freaks. Look at that tranny beneath photo of 17-year-old girl. The changes are part of a broader policy shift that includes the suspension of the company's fact-checking program. The goal, Meta said Tuesday, is to allow more speech by lifting restrictions. Meta's newly appointed global policy chief, Joel Kaplan, described the effort in a statement as a means to fix complex systems to manage content on our platforms, which are increasingly complicated for us to enforce. I think, you know, what he's really doing it for, what they're doing it for, is because the kikes are losing market share. It's going to predominantly Twitter, which is now called X, where they allow more free speech. So people are saying, fuck Facebook. I'm going to go over here to say what I want. So they're not all of a sudden changing their views that we can call them filthy Jews, although they haven't said anything about Jews yet. Let's see. While Kaplan and Zuckerberg have couched the changes as a way to allow users to engage more freely in ideological dissent and political debate, the previously unreported policy materials reviewed by The Intercept illustrate the extent to which purely insulting and dehumanizing rhetoric is now accepted. It's called a First Amendment Jew. The document provides those working on Meta user content with an overview of the hate speech. That should have been in quotes. There's no such a thing as hate speech. No such a thing as hate. Sorry. Supreme Court has ruled many times. Does not exist. Overview of the hate speech policy changes, walking them through how to apply the new rules. The most significant changes are accompanied by a selection of relevant examples. Hypothetical posts marked either allow or removed. When asked about the new policy changes, Meta spokesperson Corey Chambliss referred The Intercept to remarks from Kaplan's blog post announcing the shift. We're getting rid of a number of restrictions on topics like immigration, gender identity, and gender that are the subject of frequent political discourse and debate. It's not right that things can be said on TV or the floor of Congress, but not on our platforms. The Jew all of a sudden has seen the light, James. Kate Klonick, a content moderation. So content moderation means suppressing free speech. That's all it means. A free speech suppression expert who spoke to The Intercept contests Meta's framing that the new rules are less politicized, given the latitude they provide to attack conservative bogeymen. Drawing lines around content moderation, again, speech suppression, was always a political enterprise. To pretend these new rules are any more neutral than the old rules is a farce and a lie. She sees the shifts announced by Kaplan. Surprise, a former White House deputy chief of staff under George W. Bush and Zuckerberg's longtime liaison to the American right, because the Jews, James, as you are painfully aware, play both sides. They're on the left and they're on the right. They don't miss a thing, these fucking Neanderthals. Because as the open political capture of Facebook, particularly because the changes are pandering to a particular party. Meta's public community standards page says that even under the new relaxed rules, the company still protects refugees, migrants, immigrants, and asylum seekers from the most severe attacks. James, words hurt, don't they?
Even Rush Limbaugh said words have meaning.
And prohibits direct attacks against people on the basis of race, ethnicity, national origin, disability, religious affiliation, caste, sexual orientation, sex, gender identity, and serious disease. But the instructive examples provided in the internal materials show a wide variety of comments denigrating people based on these traits that are marked allow. Anyway, they're going into some of the things that are said, like one page notes generalizations about any group remain prohibited if they make a comparison to animals or pathogens, such as all Syrian refugees are rodents. But comparisons to filth or feces are now downgraded from hate speech to a less serious form of insult, which violates company rules only if directed at a protected group. We know the most important protected group. According to examples provided by Meta, this change now allows users to broadly dehumanize immigrants with what we said earlier, despite language elsewhere in the document that claims comparisons to subhumanity remain banned. The company's policy around nausea-based hate. See, there's all this different kind of hate that they have to spell out here. We didn't know about this. So there's nausea-based hate. Follows a particularly fine line. Migrants are no better than vomit is allowed, according to the materials, while Muslims make me want to throw up ought to be removed because it claims a group causes sickness. You know, here's the juice stuff. Other sections of the materials provide examples of forbidden insults about sexual immorality, such as Jewish women are slutty. Can't say anything about Jews. But the document also provides ample examples of newly permissible insults aimed at specific gender identities or sexual orientations, including gay people are sinners or trans people are immoral. A post stating lesbians are so stupid would remain prohibited as a mental insult. This is kind of like the Talmud in a way, right? The Talmud, they go through all of these mental gymnastics, these sick inbred kikes, rabbi kikes, to come up with the rationale for being able to rape a three-year-old goy. I guess they rape themselves too. But I don't want to go through the whole thing here. Except here. Let's do this. Overall, the restrictions on claims of ethnic or religious supremacy has been eased significantly. The document explains that Meta now allows statements of superiority as long as the statements do not refer to inferiority of another protected characteristic group, A, on the basis of inherent intellectual ability, and B, without support. Allowable statements under this rule include Latinos are the best and Black people are superior to all others. Also now acceptable are comparative claims such as Black people are more violent than whites, Mexicans are lazier than Asians, and Jews are flat out greedier than Christians. off limits only because it pertains to intellectual ability is the example, white people are more intelligent than black people. James, this is, I mean, it goes on and on. I'm not going to waste your time and others' times on this shit. But
I want to, I'll back up real quickly to the fact checkers.
Yes.
And how they're going to drop that. Well, yes. That's great. That's great. But to get to a quote from Jesus speaking to the Jews, you people have the letter of the law, but you don't have the spirit of the law. And I remember during the Trump and Harris debate, those son of a bitches, so-called moderating the thing, would jump in, just butt right in with a real, real sick look on their face. No. It's like this. It goes like this. You know, there is no such thing as that. And it's like this. And, okay, letter of the law, but not the spirit of the law.
Yes. Yes, exactly. I think I might have found out the problem that we had today, James. It looks like there's three of me or two of me on the screen. So
I'm only seeing one.
Right. But I mean, I see my name. Who knows? Maybe it's just who knows? We'll find out. Okay. Bushmaster 6A. Yep. Judge them by their fruits. Bigot. They have a psychopathic, parasitic survival strategy that is incompatible. Perfect, right?
You know where that bigot thing came from?
No.
And I'll try to recount that. I read that quite a few years ago. I think it goes back to the time of Charlemagne. And he had a Germanic tribe right where he wanted them. And they were supposed to swear an oath of loyalty to him or something like that. And the chief stood up and said, no, we're not. By God. B-E-I-G-O-T-T. By right. God.
Yes.
So, yeah, I guess we really are bigots. Because by God, we don't go along with this crap.
Yes. Proud bigots. Joker / shameless wise ass, you got on their radar somehow. Yes. Walter Mauser, too bad Waters. That's that guy Roger Waters from Pink Floyd. James, have you heard Pink Floyd songs before?
I had somebody many years ago, again, say, you've got to go out and get Pink Floyd's The Wall. And so I did. And there was a certain message in there. I think one message was the Second World War was the end of civilization. I particularly liked the part where they grabbed this white renegade out of the car with the nigger boyfriend. But, you know, that music kind of leaves me cold. I can't help it, but it does. So, you know.
Yeah, I didn't know if you heard of it because that's what Walter Mauser is commenting on. Too bad Waters, this guy Roger Waters, is pretty much a cultural Marxist. He needs to explore Jews a bit deeper. Absolutely. Shameless wise ass, I deleted my last and fake profile on Jewbook, Facebook, in February 2016. Absolutely. Lisa from Germany. We have Germany in the house, James. Hi, everyone. Never do what they want you to do. Just ignore Facebook, Meta, whatever. Do not feed the beast. I agree 100%. Okay. Bigot, how to haves, Dave. How to haves. Anti-war is not a crime. Okay, Lisa from Germany. The insulting Jews want the U.S. to use derogatory, probably us, capped, derogatory, dehumanizing rhetoric in order to justify their own Talmudic, satanic attacks on all non-Jews, especially the whites. I was thinking that these kikes, well, really, the tech companies are part of the government because tech companies are not allowed to have technology more advanced than what the government has, the U.S. government has. So they're part of the government. But I was thinking they're allowing this because of revenue and because they want people to feel like they could say almost anything, and then they're going to crack down. What do you think, James?
Well, I think they've opened a floodgate here. I could say they're making a mistake, but they're kind of in a trap where they feel like they've got to do this, like you had with the Washington Post earlier. People are dropping off. Not everybody's as stupid as they would have us believe. But they've opened a floodgate here, and it's going to cost them, because people now think, gee, I'm really not alone in my opinion. And by that, it's only going to grow.
Yep. Yeah. And I didn't continue reading right there in the article. It says the new rules also forbid targeted cursing. And that's right up there on the screen. At a protected group, which includes the use of the word fuck and its variants, cited as an example, a post stating, ugh, the fucking Jews are at it again, violates the rules simply because it contains an obscenity. The new rules permit the use of bitch or motherfucker. So I guess if we said fuck or motherfuck, the Jews are at it again. That's allowed. Fuck you, Jews. Okay. So, yes, we read Lisa's. Walter Mauser, a content moderation policy expert, laughing my ass off. Yeah, fuck her. Speech suppression expert. Bigot, look how hard they have to work to push the rock up the hill against nature. Yes. Tikkun Olam. James, of course, you know what that means, right?
No, go ahead.
Tikkun, right out. Tikkun Olam. Here, let's look it up. It means basically that that's the kike word for they're allowed to change the world to fit the way that they want it to be. Here, I'll switch it over there. It's a big part of what motivates these kikes. And let me, is it large, James?
Yes.
Okay, let me make it a little bigger.
By the way, do you see on your screen the toolbar down there at the bottom?
Let me see.
I don't know why it's up. I don't know why it's not going away. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, you mean that green and red thing?
Well, it's kind of a bluish gray with all the microphones.
Oh yeah, that comes and goes when the mouse is down by it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll try to keep the mouse above that. Tikkun Olam. Okay, it means repairing of the world. So, James, we need the kikes to repair the world.
To repair the world. Well, the world needs to be repaired, but it needs to be free to the Jews.
Exactly. It's a concept in Judaism which refers to various forms of action intended to repair and improve the world. Before I finish reading this, we're not going to read much of this, but I just want to send a special message to our Jewish listeners, viewers. Fuck off. We don't need you to repair the world. Get the fuck out of here. Go to another planet. Wherever you came from, go. Do you understand? This is why people fucking hate you. Leave us alone.
What this implies is they've got the means with which to do it. And that means control. So they're admitting they have control.
That's right. But the jig is up. So anyway, that's what it means. It means that, like it says here, Jews bear responsibility not only for their own moral, spiritual, and material welfare, but also for the welfare of society at large.
Yeah, that's a neat way of putting it. You know, I guess you can justify anything.
Exactly.
Fuck a lot of admission. A lot of admission there. But how few can really, really read that and get it?
Exactly.
That's
right.
Why they need us, I guess.
Yeah. We don't need them. Lisa from Germany, Jews are the most protected group in the world. Yep. Their goal is to make it illegal and criminalize disagreement with them. Absolutely, of course. There's that great meme where, what's his name? That Jew from Twilight Zone, Rod Serling.
Yes.
Yeah, where they're saying, you know, God, I wish I could remember exactly what it said, but, oh yeah, you know, it's like, could you imagine, you know, like the way he used to start that Twilight Zone, imagine being so ugly, and whatever other words he used, that you have to pass laws, you know, to prevent people from hating you. And that's exactly it. Maybe somebody will post that meme. Okay, 10:54 in 12 hours. Not sure what that means. Bigot, there's Obama. Let me show you this. You would get a kick out of this. Hey, we're allowed to do this. Yeah, we're allowed to do this. Oh, guess what? We're allowed to do whatever we want. We don't have to have, we don't have a content moderation team.
He's right? Half white, half black, but all nigger.
ObamaPosterMaker.com. Yes, if he is at all, we don't know that for sure, right? We don't really know what he is because it came out of nowhere. Okay, let's get back to the chat.
They actually had his half-sister on television a couple of months ago, maybe back in summer, from Africa, blacker than the Ace of Spades.
Yeah, yeah. I communicated with his brother several years ago. He was looking to publish a book, and he reached out to me. Malik, I think his name is. Seems like a really nice guy. Yeah, black as the Ace of Spades, exactly. Lisa from Germany, abusive, offensive, insulting. The Jew-driven, massive mainstream media anti-white hate campaign is nothing but abusive, offensive, and insulting. Absolutely, 100%. What do we got here? Lars says, I'm the content moderator. You need to ask for my approval. Remove that nigger meme. We did. We did. We removed it. What is this from Flood here? Let's take a look. I don't know. It's an image of something. Let's see. Let's bring it in. And we'll make it big again.
And looks like Darth Vader.
I don't know what it is. Flood will tell us.
Kind of a Swazi, actually, up there in the top right.
That's Flood. That's Flood's logo.
Ah.
Yeah. Let me see if I can make that bigger so you can see it. Come in a little clearer, that Flood logo.
Oh, yes.
Yep. Let's get rid of that. We'll go back here. Let me just decrease this a little bit. There we go. And let's get back to the chat. All right. Lisa from Germany. The Satanists have the letter of the law. Either their self-made law is satanic, anti-human, inhumane, of course. Bigot, try harder, kike. For some reason, Elizabeth is saying, well, I'm Irish and I don't drink.
Ah, what the hell kind of an Irish person are you if you don't drink?
Not a real one. Okay. Joker, I have the wall on VHS. Ah, VHS tape. Right, the wall. Walther Mauser, you got to do acid, James.
I'm a little old-fashioned. No, they tell me, my friends who are about a third my age, they say, no, you're a lot old-fashioned.
Yeah, I don't think I ever did acid myself. Bigot, play by the rules, Goy. Yeah. Lisa from Germany. These meta rules want to accommodate us to the righteousness of these satanic Talmudic teachings. Everything goes for them with impunity, total chaos of immorality, the goal. Yep. Because they're repairing the world. Lisa? Okay. Elizabeth, only a Jew would promote drugs. Well, I don't know about that. There are other people who do.
Well, Manson was very outspoken, very much in favor of marijuana, very much in favor of LSD, but not anything synthetic. Okay? He had a very strict dividing line. And for what it's worth, I guess those that went out on that killing spree those two nights were on the stuff Manson had forbade. But that's just a little toss out there. That one poster I did many years ago called The Spirit of 76, and it had the Minuteman depicted on it, the famous illustration of the Minuteman, had a quote from Hitler, which you could line up with anything said by Jefferson. But at the bottom, I tossed in something from Goebbels, where he said, we have the right, they have the law.
Yep. Yep. That pretty much sums it up. And they show us every day that that's the case. Is LSD, is that man-made, or wouldn't that be considered?
It was, as far as I know, about the time of the Second World War. Was it cooked up in Switzerland? And I forget what the fellow was going for, but he wound up with lysergic acid.
Right.
And for those of you who, like me, are fans of old horror, the first LSD trip ever depicted on film was done by Vincent Price in The Tingler about 1958. He does a good job, so check that one out.
Wow, cool. By the way, did you ever get that movie that we talked about?
I did. I got it, and man, that is an action film.
Nice.
And it wasn't just the workhouse. There's about seven or nine different institutions appearing in that. They really wanted to capture the atmosphere. By God, they did. Nice. I mean, that'll keep you. That'll hold you tight. Oh my God. Yeah.
Right.
And hold you tight.
Yes. Awesome. Okay.
Lock up, right?
Lock up. Yeah.
Yeah. Lock up. About an 88, 89 film.
And it brought back memories?
Oh, it did.
Yep.
Except, you know, my experience was good. I had a good experience. This is horrible the way. But, you know, if you were a punk at the workhouse, you were letting yourself in for, as they would say, a ton of shit.
Right.
But I wasn't a punk. And so I did fine.
Yeah. But I mean, the movie, I mean, you didn't know about it, and we found it. We were in, you know, learning about the Cincinnati workhouse. Did the film itself, did you see scenes that you remember?
I did. Yeah. I did. Yeah.
It was worth it.
When they were having that football game in the mud. Yeah.
Right.
That was a baseball field.
I don't know if I saw that. I don't know if I saw that film. It's worth it, though, to see it, right?
It's well worth it. Yeah. If you like a good action film, boy, it's tight.
Okay. Cool. All right. Lars says LSD is synthetic. Yeah, Swiss chemist. Yep. Okay, let's get back here. Shameless Wise asks, the motherfucking Jews are at it again. Yep, exactly. Lee's from Germany. Tikkun Olam, repair and improve the world by turning the world into hell on earth. Yeah, exactly. Fuck them. Elizabeth, well said, DG. I think she's probably talking about when I told the Jews to leave us alone. Psycho Drilla's in the house. He has a show on FTJ. Great show, he says. And he gave us a $14.88 donation. Thank you, sir. Very nice of you. And as I've said before, we'll put the money to good use. As a matter of fact, we are. We have somewhere to put the money to good use. James and I were just talking about
On repairing the world, fixing the world up.
To repair the world, we're going to use
it. As they say, Pat Buchanan, and I love this quote. I never tire of this one. You know, one man's septic tank is another man's hot tub. And they glorify septic tanks.
Yes.
And they want to turn the world into one big septic tank. Yep. And they're doing it. That's the only way to look at that. I mean, that's some beautiful language. Fools a lot of people. You can read that. And if you're very, very shallow-minded, you might have trouble finding fault with it. But if where it's coming from envisions one big septic tank, then you've got to decide if you want to live in a septic tank.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. And we don't. And that's why we're here. And that's why stuff's changing. So, yes. It's all good. It's all good, my friend. Okay. Let's get back here. Elizabeth, it is a good show. Thank you, Elizabeth. Shameless Wise says, yeah, this is what I was thinking of. Imagine Rod Serling saying this, James. Imagine a people so disgusting, you have to make laws against hating them. And that's perfect. That is the Jew right there. That sums it up. Bigot, Dave, you're doing amazing work, amazing guests. I'll be sure to get your recent audios up and accessible to the folk chalkwaffen. LFGcrew.org. Thank you, my friend. Yeah, this is, well, this show, of course, there's no guest. It's James and I doing it. It's our show and your show, everybody's show. But yeah, I used to interview folks, but I really don't do it anymore. I am going to do it on Friday with Jason Kessler of Charlottesville. But I don't really do interviews anymore. Flood, that's James Wickstrom. Ah, that picture, James, was James Wickstrom. Mm-hmm. At the Hammerskins in Florida in 80-something. Walter Mauser, ha-ha, you need acid to comprehend the statistical density of Pink Floyd. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth, you surely would like to try a good German beer. Don't the Germans drink their beer warm, James? At room
temperature? Do. They do. And when I was living over there in East Europe, oh, my God, I had to bring my own ice trays. Wow, you don't ice beer. But you put it in the freezer for a few minutes. At least I did. I can't tolerate it warm. God, they have some delicious beer over there.
Yes. Yes. I was surprised to find that the most prolific beer drinkers in the world per capita were not the Irish, but the Czech.
Yeah. Yeah. I've known that for a long time.
Yeah. Flood, Albert Hoffman was researching migraine medicines derived from ergot or ergo. Elizabeth, a lot of Irish women don't drink. That's what's wrong with Irish women, Elizabeth. Walter Mauser, let it not be said that Flood isn't drug-wise. That's right. Bushmaster 6A, I hate it when they beat up the Mustang. What does that have to do with?
I'll be damned if I know. I'm sure it's got a meaning.
Yeah. We need that. Okay. Yeah, these images can't be shown on this device. Certain images can't, but links can, so we can't do that, unfortunately, Lars. Okay, let's see what we got here. There's a Charles Manson video. What's this? Oh, Johnny Sunshine. All right, let's see what we got here. Oh, God, this is a... I'm going to skip that. Okay. Okay, let's play this thing here, okay? You know a little bit about Charles Manson, James.
Yeah.
All right, and let me maximize this. Is that maximized, James?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm going to maximize it here. And here we go.
You know, and you can't say, well, the Jews are the chosen children of God, and these Germans are no good because their forefathers fought. No. The Germans are no worse than the Jews, and the blacks are no worse than the Mexicans, and the Mexicans are no worse than the Filipinos, and the Filipinos are no worse than the Chinese. So how do you reach a one with that whole circle? How do you reach a one with that whole circle? You can't have peace on this earth unless you let Second World War die. You want to keep Second World War going? You want to keep selling and buying Germans and dead Indians on TV every day? You know, that's got to stop. The Second World War's got to stop. And it's got to stop in the Jews. The Jews won't let the Second World War stop. They keep the Second World War going. They keep it going. They keep it going. They keep perpetuating it because they're making money. As soon as the Second World War was over, they never stopped the brainwash. The brainwash that they were selling the American public was making money. You see what I'm saying? They were making money. They're not going to stop making money. If the combination's there to make money, they're going to keep selling it. They'll sell it all the way till I'm in the cell with a guy named Millman, Jerry Millman.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's
classic clip. Get rid of this. What the heck is this crap? Oh, go away. Yeah, that was a classic clip.
Yeah, and again, I don't know how few people can put it together with this one. If my people will turn earnestly to me or turn earnestly to the Lord, I will save them. Okay? But as I said a few shows back, they can't because their concept of the Lord has him as being an Obama liberal. Right? That's what the church puts forward. But like Manson just said, they're all still fighting the Second World War.
Right.
If they could come off that and see Hitler as what he was, or read my book, The Theocrat, and you'd get it, then you could turn earnestly to the Lord. Until that time, no chance.
Well, they're never going to let the Second World War go.
Well, one day, after everything gets burned up, maybe.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Then.
Yeah. Well, it is getting burned up out in L.A.
Yeah.
Flood, I loved copious amounts of LSD. And Elizabeth put a photograph there of something. I don't know what it is. Okay. Lars says, and the media will not let the Civil War end. They keep promoting the niggers and hating on whites. Yep. Okay. Lisa from Germany. Elizabeth, drinking beer was more healthy in the Middle Ages than drinking contaminated water. That's why we call beer fluent bread.
Yes. And I just learned something this past Christmas, just a few weeks ago. A dear friend of mine got me a very expensive Stein. Beautiful thing, numbered, the whole work, straight from Germany. And it had some documentation inside of it. And it explained why the classic Steins that we think of with the conical lids, with the thumb pieces that you flip that lid and drink your beer, it came about in the 1600s. By law, when there was an infestation of flies over there. And this was to keep them out of your beer.
Interesting. Yeah.
I never knew.
No.
I never knew.
Awesome. Yeah, the flies are, I think we talked about that on the show a couple of weeks ago. Flies, if, you know, we thought we could eat outside in the backyard, forget it. The flies are just, you know, everywhere. As soon as you put the food away, they disappear. But I'm talking thousands, tens of thousands of flies. And, yeah, I know. So that's interesting about the Stein. Okay, let's go here. All right. Okay, that's what Bushmaster 6A was talking about in the movie Lockup when they destroyed the Mustang. Do you remember that, James?
Oh, yeah. Right. This is something the workhouse never had. It was only a house of misdemeanors. although you could be there if you were a murderer and couldn't make bond. But basically, if you were sentenced there, the maximum sentence was 18 months. But like I said, the name workhouse is just wrong because right. there's nothing to do. They sure as hell did not have an auto shop or anything like it.
Wouldn't that make sense to do that, though?
Well, maybe. I don't know. But that was, I think, a 64 Mustang.
Right.
It got torn up.
Ooh. You mean a 64 and a half?
Well.
Well, it came out.
Yeah, 64. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the Mustang, they used to come out in September, right? Remember when cars came out in September?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But the Mustang was introduced in April. So I think it was April 17th. Of 1964, so they called it a 64 and a half.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, we had a friend of mine I'm still in touch with, had a 64 Mustang. Actually, it was his father's, but he had the use of it. And we would go from Chillicothe in South Central Ohio up to Cleveland for the larger meetings of the party, you know, where they'd come in and they'd screen Triumph of the Will, and we could have a nice time and everything. But we would travel up in that.
Right. Nice.
White exterior, black interior, just as clean as a whistle. So, yeah, that's one of my Mustang stories.
Nice. Love Mustang. Well, you know I have a Mustang, 71.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, I thought I told you. Yeah, I've had it since 86. A 71 Mach 1 with a 351 Cleveland 4-barrel. So it's a nice car. But I was 26 when I got it, and I can still get in and out of the thing. You know, it's real low to the ground, but it's not as easy. But nothing like an American muscle car. Okay, Lisa from Germany. Second World War quote. The story is simple. In stark violation of international law, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his ministers claim the right to rule over 7 million Palestinian Arabs. When Israel's occupation of Palestinian lands leads to militant resistance, Israel labels the resistance terrorism and calls on the U.S. to overthrow the Middle East governments that back the terrorists. The U.S., under the sway of the Israel lobby, goes to war on Israel's behalf. This is a quote from Jeffrey Sachs in the UNS Review from last month. Yep. So people are waking up. Sachs is saying some great things. Trump actually retweeted what Sachs said about Netanyahu, and I think Trump called him a nasty son of a bitch or something like that. Continuing with Lisa, the same applies to 1917 and 1941, when the U.S. meddled in continental Europe and has never stopped meddling, keeping Germany and Europe permanently occupied by U.S. military bases. On behalf of international Jewry, the U.S. went to war against the German Kaiserreich, 1917, and Hitler's Third Reich, 1941, to tear the country apart and Holocaust the Germans, who fought a fight for survival and self-defense. The U.S. intervened on behalf of international Zionists and communists, Jewish Freemasonry, genocidal Talmudic Satanists, who declared a war of extermination on the German people for defending themselves. Whoever defends themselves against the satanic Jews is labeled a threat, terrorists, right-wing extremists, insurrectionists, Nazis. Yes. I can't argue with anything she wrote. How about you, James?
Well, I was watching 2 days ago biography on the History Channel, which they call Story now, and they had an hour devoted to Babe Ruth and the baseball legend. And he was in Japan, and Japan has always loved baseball to this day. And he was over there in the mid-30s, 35, 36, before this thing with Manchuria erupted. And there they were, this huge stadium full of Japanese just screaming and cheering at the Bay, right? And they got American flags and they got Japanese flags. And those people did not want war with this country, not in a million years. And the best brains, Yamamoto, primary among them, said, listen, if you command me to attack these people, I'll have no choice but to do it. And for the first 6 months, I'll run wild. But after that, an American industry gets geared up, we're through. And Roosevelt engineered that. He engineered that. It was totally unnecessary, 100% unnecessary. And it was his the book about it, an early book about it, has as its title, The Back Door to War.
Right.
Because he couldn't provoke Germany.
Yes.
Lord knows he tried. But he provoked the Japanese.
Yes. Yeah. And, of course, there's several books that discuss the fact this is kind of why, you know, it's so hopeless. You know, if we think we're going to wake up the goyim, because how many of them know that Roosevelt, like you said, Roosevelt actually, you know, created, you know, the whole Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. And the book that is, I read this book, Day of Deceit. I don't know if you have,
James. I've got it. It's the best thing written so far.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. And there it is. We'll bring it up just so other folks could see it. Okay. And we'll go here and here and here. And here and there she blows, and I'll make it bigger. Now that I know how to do that stuff. Okay, and there it is. Day of Deceit.
They talk on and on and on about the threat from China. And Japan had China hanging on the ropes by itself.
Yep.
A country that was wildly pro-American. And Roosevelt, in order to go and destroy Europe, generated that war in Asia. And now we got China to deal with.
Yep. Yep. And we've got the Jews to deal with still.
And they talk about Russia. They're worried about Russia.
Yeah.
Germany alone had Russia hanging on the ropes. Who came to its rescue but this country?
If Mussolini didn't screw up.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. He should have remained neutral, exactly. Yep. Like Franco.
Yep, it would have been a done deal. That's heartbreaking. What all of that, how all of that first affected those poor Germans who were not even heavily armed or clothed for a winter campaign, but how it's affecting us today, how these fucking kikes have gotten their way again. But that's coming to an end. So
Well, there's another book. There's another book, a recent book I could recommend, and it's called Death Ride. You might look it up. It's a female author. I can't think of her name, but the title is Death Ride. How, even though Germany ultimately lost that war, I don't know if that's it or not, has to do with the East Front in the Second World War. Death Ride.
Death Ride of the Panzers?
No, just a death struggle between Nazi Germany and Communist Russia is what it was. And even though we know the outcome of that war, the Soviets took such losses that this, according to this author, this lady, she says this led directly to their collapse 40 years later. And she backs that up with a lot of scholarly information. And I was reading most recently about the terrible things that were going on in 44 and after with the Soviet army coming into Europe. And one Soviet said, I guess he was a true Russian. He said, well, hey, the real Red Army died in 1941, wiped out by the Germans. And then they replaced with all these Asiatics. Things like things were better in occupied East Europe than they were in Russia itself. So bad was the damage inflicted by the Germans upon the Soviets. And so that's kind of a neat book to read, Death Ride.
Looks like they're purposely making it disappear because I can't find the darn thing.
Yeah, well, I got my copy, and wow, what an eye-opener. I mean... Yeah, there's no way a sacrifice like that could be ever seen as having been in vain.
Yeah, horrible.
But it was a sacrifice, but it was not in vain.
No, it's it's all of our jobs to get that job done, however we can do it. Okay, Elizabeth, Mr. Gehari, you are being mean to me on this show, so I'm leaving. Elizabeth Finnegan. James, did I do anything to her?
I don't know. Talk about these Irish women that don't drink. We got a sign down Colfax over a bar full of, it's an arcade and a bar, and it says liquor is much cheaper than psychoanalysis.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly. I don't know. How was I mean to her? I don't know. Talking about.
Oh, I don't. I hope she's kidding. I hope she's.
Well, Walter Mauser, don't confuse playful jokes with being mean. Flood, Dave is not a mean fellow. Burn before reading. You need to get fly bait. I haven't used it, but heard that it's great to decrease fly infestation. Yeah, I have. We did use that, and it does work. But literally tens of thousands of flies. But the way to avoid them is just not to eat outside. And that's not that I ate outside a lot, but, don't do it. Walter Mauser, the fragrant smell of the Chillicothe paper mill.
Oh, my God. How does he know about that?
I don't know.
I guess he was there.
Probably.
Oh, that was a standing joke, man. That was a scandal. The Mead paper mill, largest industry there.
Wow.
And, yeah, man, you talk about sulfur raining down. We didn't know it at the time, but everybody in the East End had a standing arrangement with the Mead paper mill to get their cars repainted on a regular basis because
sulfur.
It was eating up
Whoa.
The goddamn paint jobs. There was the Mead pool, a public swimming pool, very, very nearby. And nobody brought this up at the time, but it's since been completely pulled out of the ground because people were getting irritations. But I remember it. So then they put in, in the 1960s somewhere, they put in a new stack about 500 feet high, which pumped all that terrible odor and caustic material up to Columbus. It got it away from us, and it blew up to Columbus. So, yeah.
That shit can't be good.
Oh, my
God.
That
shit can't be good for you.
And the horror stories coming out of that factory the deaths and the injuries that would happen on account of all the machinery and, oh, God have mercy. And they would soft pedal that stuff. You had to have inside information to even know about
it. Of course. They kept it under lock and key. Bigot Jeremy McKenzie. Yeah, I've heard of that guy. This man is out of his fucking mind. He's armed and dangerous, former special forces. I think you think he's in Canada? That guy. Lisa from Germany, Elizabeth, James Wickstrom, Christian Identity, would hail your clan as Zara Judah. Bigot campaigning for dictator. Audio on crew so we can monitor the situation. Elizabeth, I am the baby, the youngest one of seven. One did not make it because of starvation after 1945.
Oh, my God. Horrible. Horrible. Yep. Well, I've got, Elizabeth, I've got a touch of Irish in me somewhere. Just a touch. But I got a big green Fenian banner in my living room with the golden, what I call Harp of David, emblazoned on it, because that Harp of David is supposed to be on Ireland somewhere. So, yeah, I got a little Irish in me.
It's like that joke, right? You got a little Irish in you? No, you want some? I don't even think she's here anymore. She left. I'm sorry, Lisa, about the loss of your sibling. Hopefully we can all do something about that and make them pay the price. Johnny Sunshine. They tried to blame Pearl Harbor on Admiral Kimmel. Yep. Rick Adams, rest in peace. Yes, Rick was a great guy. Did a whole show on it with Admiral Kimmel's grandson and exposed Project Magic. Yep. Flood / to our Eastern Front boys. Yes. Bigot, secrets of bigotry, pickup lines. You've got a perfect ass, young lady. I would never get tired of looking at it or rubbing it.
Gee, yeah, couldn't that get you, couldn't that get you arrested or
right. That'll work.
Out of a place or at least right. Get your face slapped?
Yes, just whisper it to her, you know, right? God, you got a nice ass. That's it. All right, we got a picture of, I think that's... what's his name? Walter Baylog, I think is how you say it. Davis Lerman. Let's see. We've got a, yes, Jeremy is Canadian, but was never Special Forces, just infantry. I don't know why somebody in Canada is, they must be going after him because Canada is just a fucked up place. Davis Lerman. Is this a Huntress?
Oh, here we go. Look at
special.
That.
Special. I don't. It's not from Huntress, but let's magnify it a little bit.
Certainly, he's utterly reprehensible.
Yes.
What, she's not a fan?
No, it's a joke. Okay. But I don't know if that was her because Bigot posted it.
Well, it's damn nice looking.
Yes. Yes, and I don't know what's up with this Warren Baylog image, but at any rate, there's the otter. Yeah, Lerman. Well, you know Davis.
Sure, I've done his show.
Yes, and you know G-Man, of course.
Sure.
Well, G-Man has been away from the microphone since around Christmas time, and he's getting a lot of stuff done at home, and he's going to have some sort of surgery soon. I think actually this
probably
Thursday.
Right about now. Huh?
Yeah, right about now. Yeah. And so Davis has been filling in for G-Man because G-Man did 3 shows a week, and he's been doing his G-Man in Absentia series, which is really good. Actually, all of it's damn good. You know, we got there's a bunch of great hosts on FTJ. We might as well just look at that now while we're here. We didn't get a chance to go through many stories, but wow, look at this. Holy mackerel. Let me bring this up. And FTJ is just popping at the seams. Now I'll do that little trick there. And we've got, wow, okay. So right now, live, you got Ball Busters, you got Flood, you got us, you got Flood, one of Flood's audio books, Germany's War, great book. You got Josh Who, that's not live though. Then upcoming, there it is. We got Siege of the Day for Thursday, and that's when I'm going to interview Kessler. And you've got Psychodrilla, the Rhodesian Rant, Season 2, Episode 6. So that's coming up in 24 minutes. And then, you know, you've got all the hosts here, right? And, you know, you can scroll down and see all the shows. And there you go. And there's Davis. See the RPR G-Man in Absentia show. Zach had Lily Gaddis on yesterday. Lily Gaddis was this relatively unknown lady who, you know, on one of her, I think, TikTok videos, used the word nigga. Nigga, not nigger, nigga. And that set off the niggers and the Jews. And she was on yesterday, and there's my channel, there's Sean Brooks's channel, Tanitris's channel, Rue Nigger's channel, and that's reason. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff here, obviously, that you can occupy yourself with. I didn't even name all the hosts. But at any rate, yes, so check out. It looks like, you know, there are live shows right now, and there's going to be another one coming up in about 20 minutes. So, yeah, right after we head out, and that takes care of that. James, let's take a look at some stories before we depart, because as usual, the time just goes. I don't know how that is, but it just does. Okay, let's go to, we did that story. We might as well talk about the fire a little bit, right? Because that's still, I think that's still going on.
It's expected to really, really intensify. That's the latest thing I caught on this morning's news.
Wow. So would you classify this as a Holocaust?
Oh, that's a Holocaust. Yes, that is a Holocaust. No question.
So look at this. This is this Negro, Karen Bass. I think she's a Negro that supposedly whoever's controlling Biden, those Jews, wanted to have him select as vice president. And this is the creature who was in Ghana while people were burning alive. The Los Angeles mayor. She rejected assistance from the FDNY, so from New York City Fire Department.
I wonder why. I know that help is on the way from Colorado.
I have no idea, but she did. So here's a little video of this creature, right?
Do you owe citizens an apology for being absent while their homes were burning? Do you regret cutting the fire department budget by millions of dollars, Madam Mayor? Have you nothing to say today? Have you absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today? Elon Musk says that you're utterly incompetent. Are you considering your position?
Have you gone stupid?
Madam Mayor,
on
have
this?
You absolutely nothing to say to the citizens today who are dealing with this disaster? No apology for them.
Oh, my God, that's priceless.
Do you think you should have been visiting Ghana while this was unfolding back home?
And this guy's British, obviously.
Or Irish.
Or Irish. Wow, how do you like that, man? Shut her down. As it should be. No excuse.
Madam Mayor, let me ask you just again, have you anything to say to the citizens today as you return?
No.
Hold on one second.
Madam Mayor, just a few words for the citizens today as you return to deal with the catastrophe.
There you go. Beautiful.
David, as you say,
that creature has nothing to say to the citizens today, right?
What could she say? How could she answer any of that?
She could say, I fucked up and I'm resigning.
No, oh, never.
Never. I'm falling on my sword.
Never.
Yeah. Fuck. What a piece of shit. Bigot. Absolutely Huntress. Yes, that was Huntress. Shameless Wiseness. They went after Jeremy, but were unsuccessful. He beat 23 of 23 charges and his firearms were returned. Holy shit. Awesome. We'll get into that on another show, James, this guy, Jeremy McKenzie. Lisa from Germany. Actually, I had not even known about that lost sibling. A niece made a family configuration and claimed that someone was missing in the whole picture, and that made our mother talk about the past, which was never talked about. They never reveled on the horror. I guess in order to be able to move on. But the Jews live for their fake fucking Holocaust.
Mm-hmm, right.
Fuck you, Jews. Fuck you. Every day we have to tell you to fuck off because you have to know how much we hate you. Flood. Flood and Flood TV are running automated playlists right now. Something only possible on FTJ. Awesome. Awesome. All right. Gentlemen, Johnny Sunshine gave us 1488. Gentlemen, never forget this. Your names will long be forgotten, even before your bodies have rotted away in the earth.
Ouch.
But the name, wait, it gets better.
Okay. Oh, okay.
But the name Adolf Hitler will still be a light in the darkness. Paula Hitler.
Well, I think that's an assumed name because that was Hitler's sister, Paula.
Yes, right.
And she died about 1960 or something. Well, you know, hey, we're not doing this for the glitz or the glamour or the fame or the fortune of it. We're doing it because, you know, we've been handed the truth and it's on us to spread the truth. And I'm proud and happy to be on the right side. And I've been doing my best. I'm going to continue. Now, how that pans out, who knows? But I'm satisfied.
Oh, James, this is going to be a great year. We're just warming up, all of us.
But I'll tell you, anybody that aspires to be another Hitler, look out for.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're nuts. They're crazy. And I've met a number. And it doesn't do Hitler's image any good either.
No. He was too damn nice. That was his problem. Psychodrilla, /, to your great hosts, /. Thank you. Psycho Drill, and here you go. We're going to, this is Bigot posted this. We're going to be seeing a nice image here. Right.
Okay.
We know who that is.
We know who that is. What yes. A beautiful image. My yes. God.
Yes.
You just made my whole day again.
Yes. Yes. All right. Now, we saw that creature. The mayor, and let's just see, we saw that quick interview. Let's just see what else it's saying. Nothing good. Who cares? We know what she did. Okay. So let's go quickly to here because we're going to have to close up shop pretty soon, and you know where I gotta go. Okay. There you go. So there's AP. What to know from Pete Hegseth's fiery confirmation hearing, what Americans think about Pete Hegseth. So AP's going to tell us what Americans think about him. Highlights from his hearing. Okay. And nobody's dying. A look inside how a senior home evacuated before burning down in L.A. wildfire. Oh, boy, look at this. Michelle Obama. Now, she's Michelle or Michael Obama, whatever you want to call this thing.
Right.
Right. Whatever this thing is, because we've all seen the videos of what looks like a penis and balls slapping around in its dress, right? James, have you seen that?
No, I unfortunately have missed that.
Maybe it's
I hope I keep on missing it.
Right, maybe it's a good thing. Because you can't unsee that.
But you can't unsee it, no.
You can't unsee it. This creature, I think she skipped Carter's funeral. I didn't watch the funeral, but that was where, as we talked about, Obama and Trump were chatting. So it looks like she's going to skip the Trump inauguration.
The inauguration.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be a whiter and brighter affair.
Exactly. Ah, we got some good stuff here, James. God, I wish we had two more hours. USDA documented insects and slime, whatever that is.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
At boar's head plants, record show. So if you eat boar's head cold cuts, be careful. Los Angeles wildfires live updates. An additional 84,000 could be ordered to evacuate. Okay, so this is going to be good. We're going to look. Actually, let's look at this. Let's look at Michael Obama first, okay? Michael Obama will skip Trump inauguration, but ex-presidents Obama, Clinton, and Bush will be there. And there he is.
There he is.
Oh, my God. My God. Former First Lady Michael Obama speaks at a campaign rally for Harris in October 2024. Let's see what other pictures they got. Yeah, look at this motherfucker. Look at how lost he is.
He doesn't know which end is up.
He has no fucking idea where he is. Oh, my God. How do they find these motherfuckers to be leaders? And there he is, lingering in the background, and there's Obama. Okay, let's go back to this creature. Michael will skip the inauguration of Trump the second time in 2 weeks that he is not attending a gathering of former U.S. leaders and their spouses. Okay, Laura Bush and Hillary Clinton will join their husbands. Okay, former First Lady Michael Obama will not attend the upcoming inauguration, said a statement from the office of Barack and Michelle Obama that was shared with AP. No explanation was given for why Michael was skipping Trump's inauguration. He also did not attend Carter's funeral in Washington. Okay, let's see what we got here. Michael Obama was the only spouse absent because she's oppressed. She felt oppressed. She didn't want to be there. The only spouse absent at last week's funeral service, where her husband and Trump were seated next to each other and chatted and laughed like old friends, despite the history of political animosity between the two. The former first, well, we can't call it a first lady. Anyway, this creature campaigned against Trump during his 2016, 2020, and 2024 campaigns. In his 2018 memoir, he described his shock upon learning Trump would succeed his wife. It says her husband, but it's his wife. And he denounced Trump's birther campaign, which questioned Obama's citizenship. Michael Obama campaigned last fall for Harris. I don't need to say that other shit. Delivering an emotional speech in Michigan in which he challenged men to vote for Harris and argued that women's lives would be at risk if Trump returned to the White House. All three former presidents and their wives attended Trump's first inauguration, including Hillary. Carter also attended. Yes, that's lovely. James, I want to just move away from her or him. Sorry, I apologize. And finally, if we could, the last story of the day is going to be this. And it's always good news when you see the Jews media collapsing, because that is what should happen. And that's called a beautiful thing. And let's bring this story up. Can you see that okay, James?
I do, yeah.
Rashida Jones, whoever this DEI hire is. James, you're familiar with DEI now, right?
Go ahead and bring me up to speed.
It's a Jew-created scheme to attack the white race.
Okay.
Another one of their schemes. It's diversity, equity, inclusion. And after the Supreme Court's 2023 ruling about affirmative action, almost every company has dismantled their DEI programs and offices and colleges and universities, because they're going against the law of the Supreme Court, the Constitution. There is one company that is aggressively fighting to keep it, and that's Costco. So that warehouse company. So if anybody mm-hmm. has a membership, you probably should vote with your pocketbook and cancel it. Fuck Costco. So this creature, whoever she is, Rashida Jones, is stepping down as MSNBC president on the eve of Trump inauguration. James, we talked about MSNBC, how they're spinning it off. The Jews who control Comcast are spinning off MSNBC. And there she is. So she's stepping down after changes in corporate ownership. In a memo to staff today, she said she's leaving to pursue new opportunities. She'll be replaced by Rebecca Kutler, Kike, a former CNN executive who joined MSNBC in 22. During this black lady's tenure, MSNBC has generally displaced CNN as the second rated cable news network, cable news focused network behind Fox. Its ratings are sharply down since Trump's election. MSNBC's lineup has remained fairly consistent since Jones, the first black, and blacks capitalized, fuck you, AP, black executive to lead a cable news network, because she's smart, moved from NBC News to take over there in 21. Former Biden administration, Jew administration press secretary, Jen Psaki is her highest profile addition. Of course, in November, we talked about this. Comcast announced it was breaking MSNBC and CNBC and other ones away from NBC News into its own company, led by executive Mark Lazarus. What do you think, James?
Yeah, well,
another Irish Jew. Guy?
Yeah, I doubt it.
Real Jew, yeah. Meaning Jones was answering to new corporate leadership. At a morning meeting on Tuesday, Jones said she was excited about what we've done, how the ratings had fucking cratered. She's excited about that. And she's excited about what comes next, how we can fuck the Goyim and the white race next. And I'm going to do everything I can to fuck you. That's what she's saying. She shed a little light on the timing, although corporate changes and political transitions often trigger changes in the news business. No shit. Fuck you, Rashida, whoever the fuck you are. Go fuck yourself. Okay. On that note, let's get rid of her. And
let's get rid,
get rid of her. And let's just go to the chat, finally, and see what we got here. Okay. Walter Mauser, Paula wrote that to the German politicians at the time.
Ah. Yeah, because they were all rats and collaborators. Yeah,
of course.
Sure. Oh, now I'm with it. Yes. Yep.
Psychodrilla, that was a quote from Paula in reference to those who lied, not calling on you, good gentlemen. / No, no, we know that. Okay. LFGcrew.org. And there's Walther put the statement there of Paula. Okay. Psychodrilla, this time no more Mr. Nice Fuhrer. / Better not be. Bigot, dwindling Nazi royalty. Okay. Herman, Herman Hilser Ritter, my good friend. I've never met him, but I feel like he's a good friend. Great show, James and Dave, and Herman gave us $5. Thank you so much, Herman. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, and thank you for the donations. And thank you for hanging out at FTJ and hanging out after we're gone for today. Let's see. Let's just check again one more time. What we got here going on, we got, looks like Ball Busters has a show on right now, live replay from Flood, of course us, the audiobook, Germany's War, Josh Who, that's not live though, and the Rhodesian Rant starts in 3 minutes and 20 seconds, so make sure you hang out with all of us here, and Panzer 9, you can see that Coon's beard. Let's just take a closer look at that.
I thought beard. I saw a 5 o'clock shadow.
Let's see. We'll bring it back in. Let's see what we got here. Let's just make this big as we do. And
is that the Coon we're talking about, or are we talking about Michelle Obama?
Well, let's check out this one first and see if we could see any beard there. Not really. Let's check out Obama. Okay. Let's bring Obama in here, and I can just do that and go here and post that or paste that right over. Do you see it?
I thought I saw something there. Yes.
Okay. So let's magnify this a little bit. Ah, it's really not doing it, but let's see. Yeah, I think I do see a beard there. Yeah, that could be. Yeah, it's just this thing just doesn't really magnify well. But whatever it is, whether or not there's stubble on there or whatever, that is not a woman. That can't be a woman. That just, it has an Adam's apple. Its hands are bigger than our hands, James. Okay? Look at
I learned a lot about blacks at the workhouse, you know.
Yes.
I handled the commissary down there each week, and they had a thing called Royal Crown, which was a vile substance you mixed with water, and you smeared it on your face. You let it sit for a little while, then you take a wooden tongue depressor and you scrape it off. That's what these blacks used to shave with, because if they shaved the way we did, they would get ingrown hairs.
Black man's beard.
And yep. And an ingrown hair can be a devastating thing, because I work with the paramedics, and I saw a lot of this. You wouldn't believe it. The other thing is, I think among mammalian types, dogs, cats, horses, cows, the differentiation between the two sexes is less apparent
right.
than with ourselves, you
yes.
know.
Yes.
And we went to great lengths to heighten that differentiation. Now they're tearing it down.
Right.
Right. They yes. want us to become
yes.
like them.
They're trying to tear it down, but they're not going to win. We're going to win. Fuck them. Right?
Exactly.
Yes. Lisa from Germany. Maybe Big Mike's phony breast implants went bust. Ooh, something happened. Big Mike's not showing up for Trump's inauguration. So what that means is Obama's going to – look, he should just get rid of his husband or her husband.
Maybe that'll come out one day.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows?
But, you know, that son of a bitch was not born here. I mean, that's so clear. There's still $1 million reward for anyone who went to Columbia University and was in class with this guy And the reason that nobody's claimed that reward is because that guy was not there. He was created out of whole cloth. But James, any final words for our wonderful viewers and listeners?
No, cheer up. Cheer up. This is going to be a hell of a year. A hell of a year. And like I said, God is throwing some heavy punches.
Hell yeah, I agree. Folks, it is 2 o'clock and we're heading out of here. James, have a great remainder of the day.
You too.
We'll see you on